You're listening to The Pipeline Show with Dean Millard and Guy Flaming on Edmonton Sports Leader, TSN 1260.
Welcome back to The Pipeline Show. This song you're hearing right now is written and performed by award-winning singer-songwriter Kim Simon, who's from just outside of Edmonton here in little town of Devon, Alberta. You can buy this new CD and single from iTunes as well as Google Play. Check out her website, kimsimon.com, kymsimon.com. This message coming into the Marks and Home inbox, and we invite you at any time to give us a text at 101260 or tweet at us at TPS_Guy or at Taylor Medic. This one says, really cool hearing from Robert Morris University. My friend went there in their first 4 years. And that's why we do this. That's one of the reasons why I still think we're the only show in Canada that regularly has an NCAA segment. It's because there are a lot of Canadians south of the border playing in the NCAA, and a lot of family want to have updates on what's happening south of the border. So that's why we talk college hockey here on the Pipeline Show, at least one of the six segments that we have on. So we still spend most of our time talking about stuff north of the border, which we're going to do in this segment as well, as it's our HockeyProspect.com segment. We've been doing it all season long. Every week we have somebody from HockeyProspect.com join us and bring us up to speed with some scouting reports on players eligible for the next NHL draft. And tonight we're going to speak with Andy Lavangi, who joins us for the first time this season. We've had him on in the past, but now with HockeyProspect.com, he's going to join us a few times this year, as well as the draft gets closer. We're going to talk about some players in the dub, as well as the BCHL, including this guy.
Conway digs it loose. 2:17 to go. Jost racing back at center by himself. End to end. Jost shooting, scores!
That's a goal from Tyson Jost, one of 42 goals he's got this year, and 103 points in just 48 games. As we're joined by Andy Lavangi from HockeyProspect.com. How are you today, Andy?
I'm good, Guy. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Great to have you back on the Pipeline Show. Let's start with Tyson Jost. And he's ripping it up in the BCHL this year, over 100 points in less than 50 games. What can you tell us about him that we don't already know?
Well, I mean, you know, he's well-documented this year.
Yeah.
He's a versatile player, you know, in all situations for me, not just offensively. You know, he's smart. He's a hard worker, and he's always back there defending well. He really, really supports his defense. Most people want to talk about the offense there, and I go back to the word versatility with that as well. I mean, he, to me, is an exceptional passer. I saw him hit 100 points the other night, actually, when I was in Penticton.
Right.
And, he did that with four assists. Just the vision there is superb for me. I think we have him on Hockey Prospect at 10, and that's well-deserved, you know, because there's quite good players in that top chunk, and he's sort of right outside that. Not to take anything away from his shot at all, though. Fantastic shot. And again, versatility with the shot, has a really good backhand. Gets up quick with that and can put it in the top of the net.
Well, 40.
Go ahead.
42 goals. That's remarkable when you're looking at the rest of the draft class, and it is the BCHL. And I wonder, from your perspective, when you see a guy putting up that many points, but it's not major junior, how do you kind of weigh that?
You know, that's a tough one for me from time to time, and I know that a lot of the purists from the BCHL will tell you they think it's the exact level of competition. But, you know, I think that there's definitely something to be said for the fact that he's tearing that league apart. It's not like he's a standout. He's probably the best player in that league right now. And that really shows. But it has a lot to do with, the plays that he makes and how quickly he does them. So for me, the speed at which he gets stuff off, I think that would translate into the next level. You know, I think you'd see some, not maybe quite as high numbers, but you'd see, you know, similar plays at maybe, let's say, the WHL level. He really is an intelligent player. And I think hockey sense is a big thing for that. And I think that can transcend levels of hockey. You know, if you're smart as a hockey player, you can succeed at, you know, almost any level.
Andy Lavangi from HockeyProspect.com joining us. Let's move on to Dante Fabro, who's a teammate of Tyson Jost there in Penticton, but a defenseman Another really highly ranked guy, though, and one we need to know more about for the June draft. What can you tell us about him?
You know, the more and more I see Fabbro, the more and more I pick up little things out of his game that really I think would, you know, really a coach would love. I think that that's kind of the best way to describe him. He is one of the calmest defenders I've watched all year. I like to use the word ice water. I think he's kind of got that ice water in his veins feel to him. Really, really smart and just never panics. He gets out of trouble very, very quickly, makes a great outlet pass. I don't find him the flashiest player around, but I think that's also something that coaches are going to like.
Right.
Makes a smart, smart play all the time. Great at relieving pressure, especially in his own zone.
Now that's Dante Fabbro. Let's go to another defenseman. We're kind of our question of the night on Twitter was which defenseman's going to go first in the draft, and I threw up four guys. Didn't include Dante Fabbro, but Jake Bean was one of the players that I put on the Twitter poll. Now we can only list four names, but tell us what you've seen of Jake Bean. I know the Hitmen are only through BC a couple of times a season. Not sure how many times you've actually got to watch him live. Maybe the top prospect game. What can you tell us about Jake Bean that you've seen?
Well, and it's funny you mentioned that because we've got Fabbro at 13 on Hockey Prospect, and we've got Bean at 17. And I know, you know, I'm kind of new to the team there, so I haven't been totally involved in that all year. But
sure.
I personally am a big fan of Jake Bean. I have seen him a few times. I saw him in both WHL Russia games, and I did see him in the Top Prospects game. And he has been through town here a few times in Kelowna. So he for me has a ton of upside. And where you know, when we talk about Fabbro being that really calm player, very low risk player. I think Bean you see a little bit more high risk from, but I think you're also going to see a lot more high reward from that. He is a flashy player. You know, he really can do some magical things with the puck. You know, I've seen him pull off a couple just exceptional toe drags for scoring chances or goals this year, and he's really impressed me there. You know, he does have some size concerns, I think. That's probably why he's a little lower on a lot of lists around the country that I think people are worried whether he's going to get much bigger and whether that size can translate there. But, I mean, you know, this kid's in a league that turns out a lot of good defensemen. He's second in WHL scoring right now and at just under a point a game. And, I mean, that's impressive for me. And then there's those certain defensemen you find that drive that offense, and I really think that he is one of the drivers of the Hitmen's offense. He really pushes the puck up the ice. He really gets guys turning. And he really, really makes guys work hard.
Well, I think it's notable. You look at the scoring for just the defenseman in this draft class. He's got 22 goals. The next closest is Fabbro with 14, and Mikhail Sergachev also with 14. Not even close. I mean, 22 is a significant difference between those guys, and then it drops off even more.
Absolutely. I mean, he exploits when working the blue line. I think he can take a really small area and exploit it. You know, he gets in pretty quickly from blue line to top of the circles there, and he really draws guys' attention there. Whether he's going to put a shot off, I mean, his shot's fantastic from the point, if you ask me. And you know, really, really exploits that small space there, and can make plays happen quickly. He's a cerebral player and he's a very quick thinker.
Tough news, as we're speaking with Andy Levangie from HockeyProspect.com, tough news for scouts and obviously for the Vancouver Giants and Tyler Benson, but he's done for the year. And I know I've talked to scouts who said, man, if he doesn't get into some games soon, we might not even be able to draft him. At this point, I think everybody's relying on what they saw from him last year and in very, very limited viewings of this season. What's your thoughts on Tyler Benson?
I've been lucky with Tyler because he actually did his last year at Bantam was here in Kelowna as well. So I've actually watched him for a few years, and I've seen him over the years. He's definitely changed, and it's very true. He's played hurt this year, and I think that you know, he's a polarizing guy for scouts. I've seen people kind of at games of different scouts from different NHL teams show a little frustration when they watch him, you know, looking for more on a consistent basis. He's just inside our first round at 30. For Hockey Prospect, but you know, a strong kid plays with an edge. You know, he's definitely a physical specimen. Even standing next to him when he's not in his gear, he doesn't look quite as massive as you might think, but he is a strong player with an incredibly strong lower body, so I think he works really well in battling that way. And I mean, he's a left winger. You know, he's going to be that guy that really drives in deep and works incredibly well along the wall and below the line. I think he's strong in that sense, really, and he can create his own space. He's really good with his passes. You know, I think he's an accurate passer, both forehand and backhand. And, you know, I like that distribution side from him. do. Sometimes I think that he could be a bit of a, you know, maybe a bit of a more team player, maybe try and do a little less on his own, would be something I'd like to see, and that was kind of consistent over the few years that I've seen him. But, you know, that comes with maturity for sure.
Does it come with playing on a better team? When you're on a last-place team, do you find, like, the good players maybe try to do too much themselves?
Well, and, you know, they put the C on him in Vancouver, and there was a lot of weight on his shoulders, you know, and then, you know, that was the team that was in the bidding for the Memorial Cup, and they, I think, expected to be a lot better this year. And so, yeah, you know, that's a lot for a young draft-eligible kid who's probably got a fair amount of pressure on him to begin with, to really take on more. So, you know, kudos to him for dealing with a lot of that. And you know, it was a mature decision, I think, for him to not try and play through a lot of the pain and make his injury worse. You know, he's shut himself down and he wants to get healthy, because I can't imagine that he isn't incredibly frustrated.
Andy, last guy we're going to have time to talk about today is Dylan Dubé, who I really liked last year, and I thought he was one of the best players through the playoffs and into the Memorial Cup for Kelowna. Not a big guy, but Dylan Dubé, point-per-game player this year. What are you expecting from him when it comes to the draft?
Well, you know, he's stronger than I think his size would spell. He's definitely got a bit of that man strength in him already, even as an undersized guy. You know, Dylan's got, he's a great skater, and I've been lucky to see this guy quite a bit. He's a little hot and cold for me from time to time, and I don't know if that's always his fault. I've seen him play all three forward positions already this year. So he's bounced around a lot, and he's had to make a lot of adjustments in that sense. So, you know, sometimes you see him and you think, wow, you know, he looks really great at center, and then he's played left wing quite a bit lately, where I'm not sure he's quite as comfortable from viewing anyway. And, you know, great shot, probably one of the hardest shots on the Rockets. I think could be a little bit more accurate from time to time, or could pass up that shot and look for a teammate a little more often. But, again, an incredibly fast shot, a really hard kind of north-south skater for me. Gets in tough on the forecheck and can create that space. A little more patience from him is something that I would like to see personally.
Agitating kind of guy. Tough guy to play against, right? I mean, he's pretty tenacious.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's, you know, he's a gritty little kid, and I think that there's some other undersized forwards that he's probably played with and looked up to that have gone in the last couple drafts that he's definitely learned a few things from. And frankly, you know, again, another kid is a draft eligible. You know, there's been a fair amount of injuries in Kelowna. They've had quite a few players move on, and they're still an incredibly good team right now. So there's been a lot of responsibility thrust on his shoulders. And, you know, there's games where he definitely he's the best player on the ice, and that shows. And just seeing that a little bit more consistently would be, you know, would do really well for Dubé. And I think that there's a lot of potential there for sure. I think he could use a little more time, but I think someone's going to be happy when they take him. Probably, you know, in that early second round there.
Andy, terrific rundown. Glad to have you on the Pipeline Show once again. Looking forward to talking to you down the road.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and, you know, get everyone out there to check out hockeyprospect.com. We just released our new top 30 tonight, so get out there for a look.
Well, excellent. I checked the site about an hour ago, and it wasn't updated, so I'll have to go check it right now.
Yeah, I think we're about just under an hour it went up. So.
All right, perfect. Well, thanks all for right. that, Andy. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Keith.
You bet. Well, I'll have to go. I'll check that during the commercial break. That hockeyprospect.com, where you want to go, and they do such a great job of covering the draft. And the black book that they release before the draft, about a month and a half before the draft, is second to none. It's become the staple when it comes to the independent scouting agencies, that's for sure. And we've really enjoyed our association with them this season, and we continue as we get closer and closer to the draft. So check out hockeyprospect.com. I'm going to do that